This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? I'm Dan Day on social media at Dan Day Radio. Please, please, please hit me up. I will make it worth your while and we'll have some fun together. And we're going to have fun together over the next 30 minutes. That's right, an abbreviated version of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind because we've got some Hurricanes basketball. Hopefully they're going to take care of business on the court. I know Joe Z, Danny Hollywood, Rabinowitz, and my man, Danny Garcia, going to make it good for you. Canes, I can't promise they're going to make it good for you, but let's just hope and see. Going to keep it on the hardwood in just a few minutes. Going to be hearing from the Joe Rose Show. They're talking to Heat lifer John Crotty, then Hawk and Crowder. Bam, bam, bam. Major announcement. You do not want to miss the major announcement. Bam, bam, bam. Right now, major headlines. Behind Bam Adebayo's double-double, the Heat overcame a 19-point deficit to defeat Detroit 113-107. Next up, two games against Toronto in Tampa tomorrow and Friday. Dolphins O-line coach Steve Marshall is out after one season. Assistant Lemuel Jean-Pierre will take his place. The Canes basketball team look for two in a row in the ACC tonight when they play Syracuse at 7. Feltman's of Coney Island has been named the official hot dog of the Florida Panthers, who plays Chicago tonight at 7. Despite having a new coach and sporting manager, former Inter-Miami center back Andres Reyes has been acquired by the New York Red Bulls. The MLS season is tentatively scheduled to start in March. The Mets have fired GM Jared Porter after he admitted to sending explicit photos to a female reporter in 2016. And with that being said, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A Canadian man set a world record after playing a box drum for over 25 hours straight. Here's my impression of that last hour of drumming. Dump, 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 dump. California man hid in Chicago's O'Hare Airport for 3 months because he was scared to travel due to the pandemic. I think this guy has bigger problems than coronavirus. A woman is being trolled online after releasing pictures of her spaghetti bolognese recipe that features teal-colored pasta. Meh, I put stranger things in my mouth. A German zookeeper has been hospitalized after being bit in the face by a camel. Man, what a way to get hurt. Pablo Escobar's private collection of hippos are multiplying and threatening to take over parts of Colombia. Ah, the legend continues. Today's Dolly Parton's 75th birthday. Don't care, still love her. My hot mess of the day. To the Exergen Weather Center. Tonight's forecast clear with temperatures in the high 60s. You're always clear in the morning with a cup of Joe. I'm not talking about coffee. I'm talking about Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, Hollywood, who you'll hear in just a few minutes with Joe Zagacki once again on the Hurricanes broadcast. They get you going from 6 to 10 right here on 560. The Joe earlier today talking with John Crotty about the Heat getting that tough win last night. Also, what the Butler brings to the team, the team's depth, and we'll touch on the Nets' chemistry.
John Crotty going to join us here after a 113-107 win last night over the Pistons. John, interesting way to start that game. Interesting win for the team also last night.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough start. My partner Eric Reed and I were concerned early, but I love the way the team rallied, got back into the game, and ultimately won. It's been a choppy start for the Heat, but look, when you step back from it, they haven't had Jimmy Butler for almost half the games. They've missed Tyler Hero for a few games. They've missed Bam for a few games earlier. It's been a crazy situation where the Heat have had as many starting lineup changes, nine or more than any team in the league. So, it's just been difficult to get back that continuity they had that they rode through to the NBA Finals last season.
Hey, John, don't think I didn't catch the start that game. It was kind of an ugly start. And out of nowhere, you go, man, we miss Jimmy Butler. it was just kind of things going on. I've done that. And you just go, man, we miss Jimmy Butler, man. There he goes. Yeah.
That's deep analysis, Joe, just like you when I listen to you on the Dolphin games,
What a throw. Really? Boy, you're a smart guy. Hey, no. I think we're all thinking the same thing. Like, oh, Jimmy, we really appreciate your game.
Makes it easier, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he makes it easier. I mean, look, the things he does that they lack are, the team's been leading the league in turnovers. And, the Heat defense is a good defense, but when you're turning the ball over and Spo calls them pick six turnovers, right, with the football analogy where you're making such a bad turnover, the other team's just running down and laying in the basket. You don't have a chance to get back and set your defense, and it makes you inefficient. I mean, the two games ago against Detroit, who was the worst record team in the league, Miami shot 23 less shots. 23. I mean, how do you make up for that? And then you're giving up points, on run out break situations. So, they simplified things last night. They started Dragic. They put the ball in his hands. They were more efficient. They missed some shots, but then they got their offense going. They got careless in the fourth quarter and kind of reverted back to that team that had been turning the ball over. They had eight turnovers in the quarter. But we're able to hang on. But they're trending the right way, I think. But having Jimmy back, he stabilizes them. He gives them another ball handler, decision maker. He's efficient. And when they struggle to score, he's the guy who draws fouls and gets himself to the line, and it kind of steadies the team. And then they're able to actually get back and play defense. So he does bring a lot to the team. And, you can't discount the fact that he hasn't been in almost half the games.
John, I like the fact that we left Bubble Kendrick Nunn in Orlando and brought the other one back down here because it seems like to be out of whatever slump or whatever, it was going on with him with COVID-19, in that bubble and coming out of it. Looks like a little bit of a different player to start this season off this year. Nice night last night for him with 18.
I was happy for him last night. And again, part of this is getting in the game and getting rhythm and getting shots. To me, he's a guy who, at times it's difficult. It's a different mentality when you come off the bench than when you start. I mean, thinking back, me personally, you come out of college where you're the star and you're starting and you're able to, take shots and really play through turnovers and issues that you have. But when you are coming off the bench in the NBA, you don't have that luxury. Your minutes are a lot shorter and tighter. And, one game you may get five or six shots right away where you can get in a rhythm. Another game you only may get two, and it's just hard. And I think Kendrick really got into a great flow last night. Looked like the player that we saw last year who started and really was the runner-up rookie of the year, right? So if they can get him back to that mentality and that efficient, that's just another weapon that Spo can go to.
Let me ask you just to follow up on Kendrick Nunn, because it's interesting after all the starts he got last year. Bradley comes back, Hero comes back, Jimmy comes back. What happens to his minutes coming off the bench most likely once you do, and hopefully they will get back to full strength here?
Yeah, it's tough decisions to be made, and Spo will have to make them. I think the strength of this team is its depth, and it's been tested already this season. But, again, when you start getting back your star caliber, all-star caliber players and a defensive stopper like Avery Bradley, who the Heat frankly need, it becomes tough from a rotation standpoint to get guys a ton of minutes. I mean, your typical rotation will be somewhere around 8 to 10 players. If you're not playing as well, you tend to shorten your rotation to try to get your stars, back into it and back into rhythm. you know, the Heat have had to go 17 deep on a regular basis just due to all the guys being out. So, you know, I think if Kendrick can continue to play as efficiently as he did last night, he'll be in the mix. But, you know, tough decisions ahead for Coach Spoelstra in regards to, you know, getting a rotation that can be dependent upon game in, game out, and get us off to better starts, because the team has started slowly in the first quarter a lot, which has put them behind the eight ball.
John, the team last night, he didn't lead the team in blocks last night. Kelly O did with two, but Bam had another one of those blocks last night that we're going to be talking about. Another big defensive stop at the end of the game. I'm kind of used to him putting up good numbers everywhere else, but that big block every game, I'm kind of waiting for it now every game.
Just love the way he plays. He does so many things. You know, in the era of like specialization, right, where you can be good at just one thing, you can be an outstanding 3-point shooter and get paid a ton of money and just do that. Bam does everything well. I mean, he's a very well-rounded basketball player, from being a solid offensive player, around the rim finisher, rebounder. You know, he's a distributor as a big guy, which is very rare. He can step outside and move the basketball. You know, I think he had 6 assists last night. Defensively, he guards multiple positions, to your point. He can guard his man, then get off, make a block, and then recover back. I mean, he's very unique that way. That's sort of the new era big man. The thing that impressed me last night, if you watch the game, his mid-range game is coming on. So that was a flaw that he had in his game. And what it allowed defenses to do were to play off him, stand in the paint, and just clog the paint for anyone trying to drive or cut through and almost dare him to shoot. He made 3 mid-range jumpers at critical points in the fourth quarter for Miami last night, and that's confidence building. And, you know, it's great when you have an all-star caliber guy that's hungry and, you know, year in, year out gets better, and that's what he did. He took the next step. And has improved his mid-range game. It'll make the defense a lot harder to guard him.
Bam's got to, like, call Ben Simmons in the offseason and say, "Hey, man, come down and work with me. I can help you with that shot a little bit, man. It's not getting any better, Ben. You're making a lot of money, bro. Have a little respect for your game."
That's crazy.
I want to ask you the other story. Listen, KD and James Harden look like they've been playing together for about 3 years.
Yeah.
I didn't expect – you got to help me. You've been out there and played this thing, and I know Kyrie Irving still got to come into it. Those two have really played well together, 74-64 again together last night in points, and they're 2-0. You a little surprised that the chemistry's been so good for, hey, nice to see you, let's go play now?
I'm surprised how quickly it's happened, but I will say I think the fact that they have a past history really helps. Remember, they played together in Oklahoma City. So there, first of all, there's a real respect and an existing relationship. Remember, the Heat beat that team that those guys were a part of at Oklahoma City with LeBron's first championship, you know, with the Heat in, what was it, 2012. So, you know, that there's an existing relationship there. I think that helps. Getting on the same page and doing it that quickly, I mean, they're just two very, very talented basketball players. But, Joe, it's a long season, man. And I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
This guy, Kyrie Irving, I mean, this guy, whoa. I mean, he, as talented as he is, I mean, you know, he's been out for, what, 6 games due to personal reasons. You know, we're not sure what he's searching for, but he still hasn't found what he's looking for, I think. You know, he's a guy you inject into that lineup, and on paper, the talent is just crazy. But, I mean, look, everywhere he's gone, it's been choppy, you know. And what happens to that chemistry you're talking about between those two guys, you know, remains to be seen when you bring him into the picture. So they are awfully, awfully talented, and they're going to be a team to watch. But, you know, every team goes through that tough period, that challenging period. It'll be really interesting to see, you know, when you have talent that lacks character, you know, bad things can happen.
I'll tell you what, if they ever get happy together, what they potentially – we have some games with those guys, I think you know. Those three are going to put up 90. There are going to be some games where the three of them together are going to put up 90.
Yeah.
And it's it's good for the league. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm with you. What happens the first or second game when Kyrie's kind of left out and leaves the game with 12 points? How's that? How's that going to go over?
Exactly. And he starts sulking, and he starts overshooting, and then the personalities kick in there, the egos kick in, and – look, Steve Nash, God bless him, the two-time MVP, you know, he's in the fire, man. I mean, he is in the fire right now. You know, we'll see how he handles everything. He's certainly got the support of the GM. And, look, they're all in. They're going for a championship run. And let's watch it and see. I mean, it's kind of fascinating.
John, it's always great having you, man. Thank you so much, buddy. You take care of yourself. Thanks for getting up with us this morning.
Thanks, John.
You got it, guys. See you, Joe, Zach. Have a great one.
It's all about heat culture. I'm telling you, they're about to go on some winnings. Winnings. A lot of winnings. Maybe not a winning streak, but a lot of winnings. They're going to get back in the playoff hunt. They're going to be okay because they got the Heat, the Godfather, the Butler will do it. And also, we've got a big announcement. Not Heat-related, but Hawk and Crowder, they'll take it away.
I'm going to ask you to say it again so that it gets the merit that it deserves with some sort of radio sound that comes with it. So, George, go ahead. The floor is yours once more.
Major League Eating, which is a body that governs all stomach-centric sports. Sure.
Huge announcement next here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Busted Flat in Baton Rouge.
560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Today would have been Janis Joplin's birthday. Unfortunately, of course, she did pass away in 1970. But I stick to this. No one died on the track. No one felt it more than Janis Joplin. So me and Bobby McGee, Busted Flat in Baton Rouge. I have been busted flat in Baton Rouge once or twice in my life. I'm an LSU graduate, after all. I actually worked in radio there for a little while. This song, on repeat everywhere, along with a Garth Brooks song where he says something about Baton Rouge. Call him Baton Rouge, something like that. This one's far, far better. Nonetheless, it's always better with the Hawk and Crowder Show. Weekdays from 2 to 6, right here on 560 The Joe. George Shea joined the show earlier today with a major announcement.
Couple of the texts, because I've been saying big announcement. Somebody texted in, this better be good. I'm sitting outside a place that closes at 3:30. Mad Dash soon. What the hell kind of place closes at 3:30?
Rehab.
like, first of all, what kind of place closes on the bottom of the hour, like at a 30, and then at 3:30? Oh, you know what? Like that First Watch, though, that restaurant First Watch. I think they might close at 3:30. Somebody else texts in, is this announcement good enough to drop my drawers? Well, Crowder will have to be the judge of that.
I'm already naked. Yes.
We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. George Shea, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this show, you know his name. George Shea, he is the commissioner of Major League Eating. He is the host when you watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island on ESPN, the 4th of July. He is the host with that paper hat and the Carnival Barker jacket that he wears. And he has his rap songs to introduce all the competitive eaters. This is a famous man, a friend of the program. And I will just tell you that the press release he sent me states, Major League Eating leads first major culinary advancement since Go-Gurt. George, Go-Gurt, obviously, we all agree, was a major culinary advancement, right? Yogurt on the go.
Well, that was, but that is decades ago. And
decades.
Since then, America has been, I guess, sitting on our laurels. You could call it laziness. You could call it paralysis, but we have done next to nothing as a culture, other than really the smartphone. That's really where all of our advancements have been made.
No, I think you're right.
And leggings.
I think you're right.
Leggings.
And leggings. That's right. The smartphone and leggings. Oh, I was just going to say, Go-Gurt, like really in my lifetime, Go-Gurt, the smartphone and leggings. That really defines my lifetime.
And we have defined innovation down, as they would say, because Go-Gurt is, you know, you have to understand, and I don't want to get sidetracked on this, as it's just a benchmark, but yogurt used to just be in a cup or a bowl or whatever, and then someone said, let's put it in a plastic tube so we can squeeze it into our mouth. That's the kind of innovation that we wanted to embrace. And so we did, and look.
You, well, I'm just saying you hear it, like you hear, one hears you describe it, and it seems so easy. It was right there, yet none of us could figure out how to squeeze the yogurt out of a tube right into our mouth until it was done. It took decades, right? Yeah, it took decades.
This is, and it reminds me also of the toothpaste cap with the little flip cap on the
so
top.
So true.
How many
so
of
true.
Us grew up having to unscrew that cap?
Right, so true. And then we figured, why have it detachable? Just leave it on the tube. And
flip
so
it open?
What right, and just flip it open. And so what you have today is an announcement on that scope, correct? I think so. Crowder, you know what the announcement is, right? You believe so.
Oh, this is big time. This is amazing.
Big time. So I guess without further ado, George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating, go ahead and tell everybody what this culinary advancement is.
Major League Eating, which we are the organization that governs all stomach-centric sport, we are launching an initiative. In fact, we have launched an initiative to move America from 7-layer dip to 8-layer dip.
Hold on a second.
Once and for all, just a full step forward. Now, I would say this.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Solana, woefully unprepared for an announcement of this magnitude, there has to be some sort of sound or... George, I hate to do this. I'm going to ask you to say it again so that it really... it gets the merit that it deserves with some sort of radio sound that comes with it. So, George, go ahead. The floor is yours once more.
Major League Eating, which is the body that governs all stomach-centric sports,
Right, and it was supposed to be after you announced it, but whatever. Now we're just repeating. Now we're just repeating it with no sound again. But go ahead.
The Major League Eating has launched an initiative to move America from a 7-layer dip to an 8-layer dip once and for all. And I want to say here is, I want to say something to America from my heart. I am an American. We have lost something as a culture. If someone from the greatest generation who won World War II and saved the globe came to us and said, what is it that you have done lately? They would be disgusted with our nation and our society. And
true.
Here it was, 7-layer dip, 7-layer dip, 7-layer dip. It's been sitting in front of us all along. 8-layer dip, 9-layer dip, 10-layer dip. And it's laziness. It's a betrayal of American exceptionalism to just stick with 7. So we are moving to 8. The reason we're not moving to 9 or 10 is because it's just very difficult to make, and you have very thin layers, and that's it complicates it.
Of course,
deeper
yeah.
Bowl?
I mean,
what about a deeper
right.
bowl?
How about a deeper bowl? So here's just to recap, if someone is just tuning in or they heard the drums and didn't know what was happening, George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating, has announced that 7-layer dip is no longer the American standard. It is now 8-layer dip. And obviously, you're choosing this time, January 19th, right around the time of the Super Bowl, because that is a ubiquitous snack at a watch party, if you will. And so this really changes the game for a lot of people, a lot of football and sports fans.
Well, and then the question rises. And in fact, we are doing a Super Bowl. Well, I can't say that. I can't say Super Bowl. I have to say big
right.
game.
Right, you can say
big
game. Big
game yeah. snack down for DraftKings, which we're going to do in Tampa, and it's going to have, it's a steeplechase that will include for the first time ever 8-layer dip. It's streamed. Mm. You can bet and stuff like that. But the issue is we intend to have this in place. We're going to use all the resources on our platform, Major League Eating, and all the resources we have with advocacy to get this in place by the Super Bowl and to put this down. Here's the question. what are the eight layers, right? I mean, and we're all over the map on this as a country, and it just, there's a lot of chaos in our country right now. Generally, the elements in a dish, the seven-layer dip, refried beans, salsa, shredded lettuce, right? You know, you get, some tomatoes, black olives, cheese. So we are going to normalize this, and we have launched a survey to determine what the official eight layers should be. We have offered 16 possible choices. We will use. We're going to go to democracy. We're going to people get to vote. Some of the ones that we added in that would not immediately come to mind include kale. That's for the healthy folks.
Oh,
nougat,
right? Sure.
Creme fraiche.
Nougat,
jalapenos.
Really? Nougat,
yeah,
not
nougat.
Nougat, not normally considered a salty dip accoutrement.
That was my suggestion actually, and my thought was a little bit of a change up. Wait, is that nougat? You know, just some fun. And,
what about Go-Gurt as one of the layers, just as a nod to our past?
Yeah, you could. And blue cheese dressing, we threw in there. But here's the thing. The issue is bacon bits. Concern with bacon bits, in a competitive environment when you're eating seven or eight, any layer dip, you're going to use the spoon that God gave you, which is your hand, and you're going to push it right down into the dip, and you're going to scoop up as much as you can get. If you have bacon bits, those could go under the nails, and it's very uncomfortable.
That's a great point.
So that's a consideration.
No, it's a great point.
George, you bring up seven. You went to eight. You brought up nine. Is there 10? Is there a threshold on layers? Is there a point where we as a society, we as a community, should not go past this number of levels?
That's a great question.
Well, it's a very interesting question. And I think that right now, as a nation, we really can't handle more than an eight-layer dip. I think we're being lazy to stick with a seven, but I don't think we could handle a 10-layer dip. I personally think, and this might show my own limitations, if you're at a 20-layer dip, that's too much, in my view.
Too much.
A 20-layer dip is,
right,
that's like the sediment of the earth, kind of. I mean, it's just so many flavors.
Right. One of the layers would even have to be dirt or grass or something, because you run out of food at some point.
Out of food.
Yeah.
Seven-layer dip? Oh, my goodness. Speaking of flavor, Joe Zagacki, Daniel Hollywood Rabinowitz, Danny Garcia, the whole team going to be bringing you that flavorful Hurricane-Syracuse game in just about 2 minutes. The pregame starts here on 560 The Joe. This is Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.